What psychological conflicts drive the characters of the or the plot?
In my book, The Illegal, one of the big events that drives Kida is when his father was killed. So obviously, when looking through like the id lens, Kida was like mourning and like grieving over his dead parents because like his mother died previously, and his dad just was killed. But he always said that he was going to stay in Zentorland only to take care of his father, because his father like wanted him to leave Zentorland because it was like bad for him and like he could get killed. And so he's like, you need to leave because you still have your passport. And the only reason he was staying was because he needed to take care of his father. But now that he was dead, the super ego lenses almost looked through, because how he immediately, he was trying to find a way out of his country, and like the way he like found it was through running. And like that was kind of like the words he lived by, is like he was only staying to take care of his father, and then as soon as he was dead, he wanted to like flee the country almost. And then so another big event that shows conflict through a psychological lens is when she was a 17-year-old. So like in the story, they have like, they talk about Kida, who's the main character, but they also talk about a couple other characters who have their own stories. And so Viet was a 17-year-old exotic dancer, and she didn't think about the consequences if she got caught, because she was like performing for like an older man, and the older man ended up being the prime minister of like Freedom State. And so she was looking through his things in his briefcase, and she didn't think of the consequences if she got caught. And when he found out, his id took over, and he immediately reacted and was like hurting the teenager and almost like strangled her. So yeah, there was like violence, and like that kind of just took over like what he should have done. So yeah.
That's interesting, because there's a few similarities with my book, because in my book, baby's mom is dead when she was like still a baby.
Yeah.
And then her father like just kicked her out.
Uh-huh.
And so she has also that, like, she misses like parents too.
Yeah.
And also the fact that there's an exotic dancer working for an older man.
Yeah.
Like baby starts to work for a pimp, and then he starts to hurt her.
I feel like Viet and baby kind of have like similarities, because like she doesn't have a family, and neither does Viet, and like they have to make an income somehow.
Yeah.
And so like that's they kind of got to put themselves through the consequences, and like that's the only like option they had almost.
Yeah, that's exactly that.
Yeah, that also relates to my book, because you know like what you guys are saying, your characters had to like go through a lot to make money, right? My character was like, he was 16 and his parents were already like gone. So like he had to go through like really rough conditions. He had to like go through tunnels and like dig through mines and stuff, just so him and his clan can find something like valuable to sell.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. There are little similarities.
Yeah. So to answer the question, baby doesn't know quite who she is. She first hangs out at a community center, and she tries to be like the kids there. And then she's in a new school, so she tries to fit in. Then she meets Theo. He's a troublemaker, and so she's like becoming a bit like him. On the side, she's still trying to get along with her dad. So she's torn between people who are very different, and she doesn't know who she is and who she wants to be. With Theo, they decide to take revenge to the world, because they both are like poor and like had rough lives. And then at some point she decides to hang out with adults, because she's trying to find like with who she likes to hang out with. She also goes to a juvenile detention center, so she also is influenced by the people there. Then she starts to prostitute herself, and she feels bad about it. So like in her head, it's awful. She starts dating Xavier. He's like a very like nice little kid that her new school because she's changed school again.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she's with him, she feels like a normal 13 years old, and she really likes that. So like in her head, like she doesn't know who she is and who she wants to be. So that's one of the big conflicts.
I feel like the similarities between all three of the books is that like all of the main characters come from this like poor background almost.
Oh yeah, 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 like, definitely.
Like hard background, and like, I haven't got to a point where like there's like, because like you said that Baby like meets this like nice young boy who's yeah. her age, and she starts to feel more like her actual age, and like so that's good that there's actually like a result, like a resolution for yours. Mm-hmm. But like I haven't read one for mine yet, like the like happy of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean that happy side is then over, but
yeah, but you got it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, me neither. You know, like my character's been through a lot on his like after all that happened, and like where I am now, he hasn't had anything good come him yet.
Yeah.
You know, he's still working on his plan.
The first question.
So for my book, I believe there was a lot of reasons why Darrow is doing what he's doing now, and it's just the fact that he lived under grueling conditions like the rest of his clan. You know, they were like miners, they were like at the bottom of the food chain, and they always like took shit from all the higher clans and stuff, and so they were all exposed to radiation and starvation like most of the time, because like the only job they have is like the mining, and that's only if they find something like valuable to sell, you know. And so I think the main reason what drove him to like that last breaking point and like kind of what made all this happen was when his wife died. And so like him and his wife are so happy in the book. Derry even mentioned that the only thing that kept him going was his wife. And he had to watch the Greys. It was like the Greys that was like a higher class in their clans. He had to watch them hang her, like right in front of her, because they got caught up like breaking into some garden, and like Darrow's wife like sang a song that was like forbidden, so kind of they had to like hang her for that. And so after that, everyone knew what needed to be done. They actually helped along the way. For example, like his uncle, Nero. Darrow was supposed to be punished too. He was supposed to be like executed, but instead his uncle Nero poisoned him, like so he can fake his death. Because he knew that like they needed to start something. And so yeah, he faked his uncle Darrow helped him fake his death, and then, like when he woke up, he took him to kind of like a secret society, I guess, that like helped him get where he's at right now. He's trying to plan to like take down the upper class and like write everything, you know.
I feel like from what I've heard from your guys' stories, all of the main characters face death,
mm-hmm.
and like in a way that shaped them,
yeah,
mm-hmm. like whether that was like, well, like in a way I guess like for Baby, like it was obviously a negative thing, but it almost like shaped her as like a person because she had no mother figure.
Yeah.
And like for Kita, he knew both of his parents and for like a long time, so like his probably like was very hard on him, and he still got that influence from the parents. So like although there is like a similarity of like death through all of ours, I feel like there's like differences between like the three.
So what significant symbols are going to have a psychological effect on the characters in the story?
So like I said in the first question, is the book kind of talks about other characters' stories. And so there's this young student who is half white and half black. And so he lives in Africatown, which is like a place where all like the people that like get like immigrated to that like what's it, Freedom State, that's what it's called, that get immigrated to Freedom State live in Africatown pretty much. And so John's mother was in a psychiatric hospital, so he lived in Africatown. And he won a contest and he got money, so he bought a documentary camera. And in a way that like symbols the story, because it like is seen as like he wanted to do a documentary on like the people of Africatown and showing them that like they're just like they're people. They're not these like foreign people that are different than everyone else. They're like just genuine people. And so people could see it as them helping Africatown people, but some may react and see it as being discrimination because he is still half white and they don't see him as like a full like a full like African person. And so that's one. And then Viette was a 17-year-old girl with no family. She needed to make an income somehow, which was hard for a teenager. And it wasn't as hard for like a teenage boy, because like people like thought they would get dirty and stuff, and like the teenage girls wouldn't. So it was harder for a teenage girl to find a job, and she had no family, so she took the consequence and worked for Luna's Bombay Booty, and in a way gave her body to older men just so she could get some money, like we said before.
Yeah, so in mine, there's a few similar symbols. For example, the first time she does tricks, so the first time she prostitutes herself, it really like made something change in her mind because she feels dirty and she doesn't like it. Also, when Theo, her friend, dislocates her shoulder, so then they decide they want to take revenge on the world. So they're like in a different mindset. And at some point, she listens to a Russian tape, and it reminds her of happy moments with her father, who's now like very mean to her and back to drugs. Also, she loses her virginity for the first time at 12. And then after that, she feels like an adult, and she can't relate to kids anymore. She also feels dirty, ashamed. And she realizes that she hurts her father because, like, he doesn't want her to lose her virginity at 12 and become a prostitute, of course. And then Alphonse, who's, like, her boyfriend slash pimp, he tells her that she's beautiful. And at this time, she turns 13. And so she gains a lot of self-confidence and she feels a bit more proud of herself. So those are things that really shape her.
For my book, when Darrow's uncle Nero helped him fake his death, and he was taken to the Son of Ares, which is like kind of like a rebel group seeking to topple the society. I kind of got the hint that like where the story was going, that like, you know, after his wife's death, that he was gonna try and avenge her and trying to do what's right, trying to take down the society, because like, you know, he's like, his uncle Nero doesn't really help him much, but like he knew that after his wife died, he had to poison him to fake his death and take him to the rebels that were like trying to do the same thing, trying to take down the society.
Okay.
Are there prominent words in the piece that could have different or hidden meanings? Could there be a subconscious reason for the author using these problem words?
One word that I got that had like a different meanings was like exotic dancer. And I feel like the author almost like used this word, but like it was like to save Luna's business, because a lot of the people working for Luna's business were just kids. And if they were called prostitutes or sex workers, it would be like a bad reputation for her business. And so like that's why they use exotic dancer as like the title of like their jobs.
Yeah, in mine, very like in the same business. She starts to prostitute herself, but the author doesn't really use those words. He uses pimp, like for her boss.
Mm-hmm.
And like a trick when she has sex with clients, and also Johns, who are the people she has sex with. And I guess it's like words a bit softer, because like she's still a kid, and maybe the other one, like the book is written in the first person, so maybe those words are quite like more childish because she's still a child and she's the one like telling the story.
Yeah.
So that maybe why he uses those words, or she uses those words.
And for my book, I think, like each there's like a lot of clans. There's like lower and higher clans in my book, and the lowest ones were like the Reds, and I don't know. I feel like maybe the author is like he chose to use like colors, I guess, in the book. It was because he wanted to be unique, I guess, instead of like making names, he just used colors, you know.
I feel like it like separates like the groups as well, like,
yeah,
in like a easier way.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the id of the main character?
So the main character in my book is Kida, and his id is like he pretty much always wants to help someone without thinking of like himself, like the consequences that could like fall upon himself, or like how he can get himself hurt. Actually, like, he automatically just thinks, oh, I need to like go help this person. So for example, there's like two examples, is that like at the beginning of the story, there was he was helping this church like leader clean the church. And then, like, these, like, hooligans or, like, people, like, that didn't, like, believe in, like, what the church believed came and, like, started beating up the person who ran the church. And he told Kita, like, to run away. But he, like, turned around and went to go help him, even, like, if the hooligans came back and, like, would hurt Kita. So, like, that happened. And then he would take care of his father when he was hurt, but he was at risk for being in the country. And so, yeah, a lot of time he's just, like, trying to help someone else instead of thinking of, like, how he could hurt himself.
Okay. That's, yeah, in my book, like, a baby is always, like, usually ends up hurt, but not because she wants to try to help people, but just because she has, like, an attraction to self-destruction.
Yeah.
She has a taste for danger, and she likes sometimes being hurt. Also, she feels the need to be accepted by everyone she hangs out with. She also smoke or drink, and then does heroin to forget like her rough life. And she wants to be an adult, even though she's still 13. She also loves her father no matter what, because he's very mean to her, and sometimes he just like kicks her out, but it's like he's still her father, so she still loves her. But yeah, she has a very big appeal to self-destruction, as she, even if she knows she's gonna be hurt, she's attracted by it just to see the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Does she like think there's like could still be like a positive relationship with her father even though he like hurts her, or does he just,
yeah, she likes to remember like good memories. I mean, at the point where I am now, she moved out.
Uh-huh.
But just before, even though when her father was like doing drugs again and being like mean and stuff, she was hoping that because he was doing drugs again, he would be nice to her. Mm-hmm. Because at the beginning, when he was doing drugs, he was always nice to her and like happy and friendly. So she's hoping that it would be back this way.
Yeah, I can actually relate to that too. Like when you were saying about his love for his, like your character's love for his father, even though what he did to her, my character kind of like his family always gave him tough love. You know, for example, his Uncle Nero wasn't so nice. He was always, like, kind of talking dirty to him, I guess. And, yeah. For my book, the id for my character, I think, is when his goal was to take down society. And the thing is, his goal wasn't just to, like, avenge his wife. It wasn't just for him, but it was also for other clans just like his clan, that was, you know, living under like grueling conditions, you know, where they had like moments of like starvation, and they were like all exposed to like radiation and stuff.
Give an example when their id took over their superego.
So when we say an example is when John was hiding in the closet when the prime minister was with Viet. When he started threatening the young girl and like strangling her, he started to panic, and he was like heavily breathing, and like he was afraid that he was gonna give away his hiding spot, and so that's like how the id took over. Like he like immediately just started panicking and didn't think about like he could also get caught and get hurt, so he needed to like stay quiet. And then again, talking about the example I said earlier, like going back to the beginning of the story when Kida was a lot younger, the owner of the church he worked with was being beaten up by these like hooligans, and like then the owner told Kida to run as fast as he could, but he ended up turning around to make sure the owner was okay when he was actually like stabbed to death. And then although his id took over when he turned back around, his superego did end up overriding his id when he like thought about what his parents would want him to do, and like he knew that his parents would want him to just turn around and run as like fast as he could like back to his house.
In my book, she smokes a lot, and like it's like those like savage instinct. And also she hangs out with Alphonse, even though everyone told her that not to, because everyone is telling her he's a pimp and not a good guy, but she still does it, she's not listening. And then she has sex with him, but she knows that he's a pimp and that her father is going to be very mad. And so like she's doing a lot of bad stuff just by impulse. And she also starts doing heroin to forget her rough life, and but like she thinks that it's good because she associates like heroin to like when her father was nice to her, so she thinks that like it's not something dangerous. But so yeah, she starts doing drugs just to forget how hard life is.
I feel like she was also like at a young age like influenced by drugs, because like her father did them when she was young, so like she's like sees that her father did them, she's like, oh okay, they're not that bad, like they're gonna help me.
Yeah, even in the first part of the book she wants to do drugs to be like her father. Yeah. And then her father goes into rehab, so he tells her to never do drugs, and he's like completely against it.
Yeah,
so she just smokes pot like she always does. But then she starts to really, really, like,
doing heavier drugs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that if your character, you know, the girl would have, like, I don't know, maybe had a different life, like, different father, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, better parents. I believe that, like, you know, she wouldn't have to go through all this stuff. She wouldn't have to do all these things.
Yeah, like, her surroundings influenced her.
Yeah. Her father influenced her, you know, what she had to go through.
Yeah, and, like, she met all those like bad people because of him, because he just sometimes like goes away for a few days.
Yeah.
And he kicks her out, or he just doesn't care about her, so she needs the attention of someone. Mm-hmm. And she takes it from like whoever gives it to her. So
yeah. So an example when my character's id took over their superego is when my character, when he was working through his plan, you know, trying to gather everything, there were many moments where he could have like, I don't know, like helped a lot of people that were like suffering, or maybe a lot of moments where he could have stopped events that like would further cause more people. But you know, instead of like, you know, stopping those and helping those people, he still carried out his plan because he knew it was more important. You know, if his plan works out, he could stop like the whole upper society, and he could help everyone for like, you know, for permanently. He could help everyone permanently.
Mm-hmm. How does the poem Power at the End of the World relate to your novel in terms of identity?
Paolo has an identity almost that he is like willing to forgive, but he needs something back in return for all the struggles like the Europeans and like Americans like forced on like indigenous people. And so in a way this could relate to Kida, because back in Zentora land he faced challenges and like by the law, and he faced death, and it had affected him greatly, and like he could have almost died himself. And so it's almost like he wanted in return was like to be a runner, a marathon runner, and like he needed that from like he needed help from someone. So like that was almost like, you know how like in the powwow he wanted like something in return.
Mm-hmm.
In return Kida wanted to like run marathons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I took like similarities between the two.
In my book the similarity is not like on this part. It's because as you said, Sherman's identity is mostly defined by his culture, the First Nation culture, and Baby's identity is defined by her childhood and how she grew up and has been or hasn't been educated. So her education without proper parents shaped who she is now. The First Nation culture has been erased by the European, but they are ready to fight to get it back. And Baby also had been influenced by all the people around her, ending not knowing who she really is. Like her identity has been kind of stolen too.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's even more obvious when Alphonse like comes in her life, because he made the prostitute out of her. So like he completely like stole who she is, just like a kid going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point she wants to fight it by naming Xavier like the nice guy, and she doesn't want to ever go back to Alphonse, and she just like leaves like without telling and saying anything and just avoid him. But she ends up going back to his place because like she got kicked out, so she needs to go somewhere, and also she's attracted to like hurting herself, so she wants to see like how he's going to react. And even though she knows he's going to be mad and it's not going to turn out well for her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.